Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
I've lived on the California Central Coast since 1978, and I still savor the bay and estuary and the majestic Morro Rock with the same awe and wonder as the day I first arrived. A bonus of the place is the diversity of things to do and see. Kayaking, beach walking, and otters poking their curious heads up like little periscopes, and seals and lumbering sea lions scooting around the bay. At the far end of town is the Morro Bay State Park. In addition to the state campground, the state park is also host to the county-owned Morro Bay Golf Course, affectionately dubbed Poor Man's Pebble Beach. One of the state park's lesser-known gems is the Natural History Museum. It's perched on a bayfront rock promontory. My friend Brent Hagen, director of the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau, and I visited with Rovishiana, the state park's manager of the Natural History Museum.
Free for kids under 17 and free to people camping at Morro Bay State Park.
We'll also meet Rocky, the Morro Rock puppet.
Hi, it's Rocky. We're going to the Oak Woodlands. You'll see a few different friends of mine. Bye-bye.
We then stopped in for a visit with Mike Samaniago, the head golf pro at the Morro Bay Golf Course.
The rates for the Twilights begin at $14.
And then we headed downtown to the Embarcadero for a visit with the owner of Subsea Tours.
We have our little yellow submarine. It's a little fake submarine kind of thing. And we do a 45-minute tour in the bay, and we cruise around. We go over by the Sea Lion Dock.
Come along and join us for an exploration of discovery of things to do and see in Morro Bay.
Tom, thanks for joining us here today. We're at the Museum of Natural History here in Morro Bay. I'm becoming a kid. I think you're going to like lose me because I'm going to be playing with a lot of the different displays. But we're here with Rovishiana, who is the museum director. Rovishiana is a great partner for the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau. So I am happy that you're here today, Rovishiana.
This is probably one of the best kept secrets of the whole Central Coast.
I think one of the reasons it's a well kept secret is that the museum is tucked back behind a large rock called White's Point. But we're right across the road from the Morro Bay Golf Course and the campground at Morro Bay State Park. And we're actually part of Morro Bay State Park, which a lot of people don't seem to know. But folks camping at the campground here get in for free. Their admission to the museum is included in the camping fee. Also free to people under 17. So for locals that want to come in, the only cost is for the adults, and the kids come for free.
I like that a lot. Great that you guys get it.
Speaking of education, let me throw out a quick statistic. California State Parks is the second largest provider of education in the state of California after the educational system.
Well, Tom, I'm seeing a number of different birds over here, and I think we need to have Rovishiana talk a little bit about the display over here.
I've heard that Morro Bay and the estuary in this region specifically has one of the greatest number of bird species spotted on the entire West Coast.
Exactly right. In fact, every year the National Audubon Society holds something called the Winter Bird Count. Every year, Morro Bay is in the top 5 to 10 to 15 in the country in terms of numbers of species than almost anywhere else.
And I heard it's like 200.
Yep, 200 or more. Amazing. 210, 220. Let me add real quickly that in terms of our staff, almost everyone that staffs the museum is a volunteer. They go through a docent training program, which gives them some background in local natural history and cultural history.
We could spend a whole day here.
Oh, we could spend the whole day. You guys have a lot of interactive displays. Show us maybe some of the more popular displays for families and kids.
Right behind you is a do-it-yourself puppet theater, and you can see a child putting on a puppet on his hand, and he's going to do a puppet show for his family, relatives. They can use the animal puppets any way they want. You know, a dragonfly can chase a bird, chase a shark, you know. In this next little bay in the museum, we have a whole section of exhibits on really weather and climate and how that affects erosion and so forth. When you move this exhibit, it illustrates what happens with erosion, that water washes over the land, but it also washes minerals off the soil, and those accumulate in the bay or in our waterways.
The one thing, you know, Tom, that I really love about this museum, it's about the sights and the sounds. It really brings in a lot of the senses. It's not one of those museums where you're, you know, look and don't touch. This is really a museum where you really have that interaction. That's one of the things why I love coming to this museum and also recommending for other people to come here as well.
What we find is the stuff that works for kids, it works for adults, Jeff. In this exhibit, I'm going to light this. I'm sharing this exhibit with one of our visitors, and we're looking at three cylinders that illustrate in turn how waves form over the ocean from the wind, and then how waves rise up and start to break when they approach the beach, and then how they turn into surf. So wave formation, waves as they approach the beach, and then surf. Throughout the museum, we have little Rocky phones. Probably going to say something like, "Hi, it's me, Rocky," in a little squeaky voice.
"Hi, it's me, Rocky."
"Hi, it's me again, Rocky. Hey, before you go, I want to tell you about a really cool place that gets really hot, too. If you can talk your grown-ups into going to the Oak Woodlands, you'll see lots of different friends of mine. Have a good time. Bye-bye."
And who is Rocky?
It's a cartoon version of Mora Rock, but sometimes when young children are in here, I'll pick one of these up and hand it to them and say, "Phone call for you."
Well, you're real blessed to have a great docent staff.
We are.
I met one, I can't remember her name right now, but she had her 5,000-hour pin.
Amazing. Probably 50 or 60 docents involved here at the museum between our front and back desks, our school programs, the curators that take care of our collections, folks that work on exhibits.
You couldn't do it without your docents.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. I'm the only full-time state park staff person, but it's really the volunteers and docents that run the museum and keep it open and get the exhibits in place.
Great. Well, one more highlight, and then unfortunately we've got to move on, but we're coming back.
Well, I'm always going to come back. Yeah. So, no, I love this museum.
I want your best kept secret.
I'm partial to these specimens that hang from the ceiling throughout the museum. In a sense, those are features from the old museum. Mm-hmm. Renovation started here in the late 1990s, and then a major renovation 2001, 2002. But we're trying to get people to interact with the living environment. That's really what our museum is about.
Thank you so much. You're what
welcome.
A delightful morning, and we'll be back.
All right. Thank you. Tell folks to come see us. Open 10 to 5 daily. Admissions $3 for adults, free for kids under 17, and free to people camping at Mora Bay State Park. My name is Rivashana. I'm the manager here at the Museum of Natural History in Mora Bay. For information about our guided walk and talk series and about the museum in general, you can go to ccspa.info. And that stands for Central Coast State Parks Association, which is a nonprofit organization that helps state parks locally with educational and interpretive programs.
Thank you, and thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Tom. I think we're going to have to spend a little bit more time here, Tom.
I know that.
My name is Michael Samaniego. I'm head golf professional here at Mora Bay Golf Course.
Michael, one of the locals' insiders' euphemisms for this place is the poor man's Pebble Beach. And it's true, an incredible location alone.
That is what most people consider this golf course to be, is a poor man's Pebble Beach. Having played Pebble Beach myself, obviously the amenities might be slighted just a little bit one side to the other. But affordability, this is by far one of the better golf courses in the county, if not in all of California.
Again, locals' insider secret would be your Sundowner special. Talk to us about the green fees.
One of our more attractive rates is what we call twilight. The hour of teeing off begins at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's very affordable. There's probably still 4.5 to 5 hours worth of daylight during daylight savings time, so for a reasonable fee, you can come out and play golf, walk it, or for an additional fee, come out and ride the golf course.
And where would rates start at?
The rates for the twilights begin at $14. Golf carts, if 9 holes, is $10 for 9 holes and $18 for 18 holes.
And how much would that cost you at Pebble Beach?
Probably $500.
Wow.
Yeah, so there is a significant difference there.
Yeah. Night and day.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Tell us about the attributes of the course itself that you're most proud of.
Well, I think the biggest thing that we have here for Mora Bay and it's on our visitors are the vistas that we have throughout the golf course. I don't think there was a hole on the golf course in which you don't have a view of the ocean at one point or another. So the golf course, while it's laid out on a hillside, it's not shaded by any of the trees. You can see the Mora Rock through some of the trees. You can certainly see the sand spit, the estuary, and the ocean. Probably our best views is off of hole number 6, tee hole number 6. You can actually see a good distance of the ocean.
So probably one of the unforeseen challenges of the course is paying attention and not getting distracted by the view.
Absolutely. Having played in Pebble Beach several times, that was one of the biggest drawbacks because I was just in complete awe of the golf course and, you know, being on Pebble Beach, it's, you know, a storied golf course. And I think people have the same view here.
Talk to us about experiencing the golf course. People visitors and locals alike. You have a restaurant here. Do you have classes? And what are some of the amenities somebody would find here?
We do have a full restaurant, full bar and restaurant. We probably have one of the better hot dogs in the county. As far as golf course lessons, we do have PGA professionals here that do provide lessons to private consumers. We also have launched a golf passport.
That's interesting. This is something brand new.
It is brand new. Our director of golf, Reed Duran, has given birth to this great idea of golf passport. And essentially what it is, if you can imagine having a gym membership paying $60 a week, you're able to get a bucket of range balls daily for a month. Rudy puts together classes here at Morro Bay and up at Chalk Mountains, our sister golf course. So for the beginner golfer, for the intermediate golfer, and for the skilled player, it offers something for everybody.
This is a county-owned and maintained golf course, as is Chalk Mountain.
There are three golf courses in the county, Chalk Mountain, Dairy Creek, and Morro Bay, and the concessions are operated privately. So my owner, Joel Clay, is the owner-operator of Chalk Mountain, as he is operating Morro Bay Golf Course.
Very good. Anything you want to add?
You know, I would like to encourage everybody to come out to Morro Bay Golf Course, if nothing else. Just come on out. I'll take you on the golf course. You can see some of the vistas out there. By the way, during the season, we have monarch butterflies that come and migrate to our eucalyptus grove up here off of one of the holes. It's quite a sight to behold. But yeah, come on out to Morro Bay Golf Course. It's a beautiful place. Poor man's Pebble Beach. The weather's beautiful. You can sit out on the patio, have a nice cocktail with your friends or family, and enjoy a great meal.
Michael, head golf professional at Morro Bay Golf Course. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Everybody's got serving USA.
Tom, thanks for joining us here at Subsea Tours. We're right along the bay, and we're here with Kevin from Subsea Tours. I can't play favorites, but I will say that Subsea Tours has some of my favorite tours here in Morro Bay.
In the bay and outside, right?
Exactly. Some of the whale watching that they have, it's definitely a premier. So,
before we talk to Kevin, tell us about the new passport program that you have, and that has a connection with Subsea Tours, doesn't it?
We are actually launching the Morro Bay Adventure Pass, and it's a great pass. It's very similar to like City Pass, but we're putting a Morro Bay spin on that. So people are going to be able to take some boat tours and different tours with Subsea. And Kevin is just a great partner.
And exactly how would the passport work? If I buy the pass, then I would show it to Kevin's ticket booth and they would give a discounted ticket?
What you do is you redeem the receipt when you actually purchase the pass online. You go to the visitor center, you get the adventure vouchers in exchange for the receipt, and then you bring your voucher down to Kevin or his team here and let the adventure begin.
Well, let's talk to Kevin.
Sounds good.
Hi, Kevin.
Good afternoon.
Good. And your full name?
My name is Kevin Winfield.
And you're the skipper and owner?
Yeah, I'm the owner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the captain on the Subsea Tour and also on the whale watching boat. And
I see you skippering all the time, too. You must like that.
Oh, yeah, it's better than working.
Tell us about the experience. I know I watch you guys, and you'll go down towards Coleman, and you'll hang out around the sea otters for a while, and then you kind of disappear.
We have two different tours here. The one at the Subsea Tour is we have our little yellow submarine. It's a little fake submarine kind of thing. And we do a 45-minute tour in the bay, and we cruise around. We go over by the sea lion dock, check out the sea lions. They're there all the time now. They've taken over that dock. And then, of course, there's a couple dozen sea otters in the bay. Check out some history, and I'll tell you about some of the boats. And then we get over to the secret spot. That's over near Target Rock by Morro Rock. And we feed the fish there. And we've got a big school of fish that come swarming up to the underwater windows on the boat.
What's the most exotic fish you've ever seen in the harbor?
Often the mola mola, the ocean sunfish, will come into the harbor, and they're pretty tame. They'll come up to the windows.
They can be like little school buses, can't they?
Oh, they can, but usually the ones we see are just about the size of a trash can lid. Well, we've had lingcod eat smelt right in the window. That's happened a dozen times or so. We've had salmon right in the middle of a school of jack smelt through in front of the window.
Big like, king salmon?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, holy smoke.
Very family friendly. And then when it comes to their whale watching, people just really do go on and on.
That's what I want to hear about. How lucky, how fortunate we are that just a mile away, you can go out and see some of the most incredible animals on the face of the earth.
Oh, yeah. Right now, at this time of year, we have the mothers and the calves kind of working their way up the inside just outside the surf line.
And which whales are they?
These are gray whales, California gray whales. They spend their time about halfway down the Baja Peninsula, Magdalena Bay, San Ignacio Lagoon. I think At this point, the majority of the adults have worked their way past us, and now we have the mothers and the calves on the inside.
You do more than just go out on whale rod.
We have the stand-up paddle boards, and they're big stand-up paddle boards, too. They're 12 feet by 34 inches wide, so no one has fallen off of them yet. The double kayaks, and then we also have single kayaks. War canoe, that big canoe over there holds like 10 passengers, so if you have a big group or something or a big family and you want to do a picnic, go to the sand spit. And we have tandem canoes, and we even got this little pedal boat. It's got pedals and it drives a propeller.
For further information,
subseatours.com.
Thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks, Brent.
Thanks, Tom.
In case you're planning a Central Coast exploration, the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau has just launched their Adventure Pass program. It's good for 3 days of discounted fees for a myriad of adventures, from kayaking to harbor cruises, wine tasting, yogurts, chocolates, golfing, and more.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant. Oh.